The tributaries of Harrisonburg, Virginia, were a little more normal in that they had regular post-pay coin control, just like most of the independent Southeast. Many of them did not have a recordable phone in the entire town, but four of them did, and we made tapes from those four places. The first one I'll feature here is Dayton, Virginia. Let's pick up the phone and dial a local supervision test. Dayton has kind of a unique power supply signature that you hear on the selector noise and in between the rings. Sounds sort of like you have a small fan running nearby. Here's a call to the local busy signal. I'm dialing my own number. While I'm dialing, you're going to hear again that Dayton fan-like power supply noise on the selectors. And if you're really paying attention, you might notice that on the hundreds digit of the phone number, there is no selector cut-in noise, indicating that the last three digits are going into the connector switch. That means this payphone is in an old-fashioned three-digit connector switch for 10-party lines. In this office, they don't use coded ringing, they use frequencies. So instead of double ring, triple ring, etc., it's always a single ring. But then a different power ring is used depending upon what last digit you dial. Not surprisingly, the last digit of this payphone is 1. The busy signal, too, is kind of distinctive because it has a little buzz, very subtle, at the beginning and end of each tone. This office, Dayton, is local to the entire Harrisonburg circle. There are only three places you can call on a seven-digit basis, and those places are Dayton, 879, Bridgewater, 828, and Harrisonburg, 433 and 434. That's because direct trunks are not provided to all of the Harrisonburg tributaries. The ones that it doesn't have direct trunks to have to be dialed through a tandem, and in this case, the customer actually has to dial a prefix digit to put the call through the tandem. More about that in a minute. Let's see how the calls to 828 Bridgewater go through from here. The first two digits of the prefix were absorbed in Dayton, and after each of those, we were still hearing the fan-like power noise of the Dayton office. On the third digit of the number, we cut into this T-carrier trunk to Bridgewater. Now let's keep dialing. In most steps, when you get to the connector switch, that is, dialing the last digits of the number, things usually quiet down. But in Dayton, from where we're calling, and Bridgewater, where we're calling to right now, the office noise actually gets louder. This is the distinctive Bridgewater office noise, not like Dayton's fan. This is, I don't know what to call it, maybe a squawking noise. And we're hearing it over T-carrier now, but we'll actually hear the same thing locally when we go to Bridgewater. Okay, anyway, here's the rest of the number. We'll hear the Bridgewater soup test. We also called the recording in Bridgewater through the direct tea carrier trunks, but you don't need to hear that. One of the challenges I have in presenting an interesting program here is that all of the recordings in the Harrisonburg area, with the exception of one, are done by the same person, and she announces them in the same intonation. And after working with these tapes for a while and hearing those recordings over and over, I began to feel as if I was sitting in some sort of a church. I imagined a female pastor and her congregation taking turns reciting some sort of a sacred litany.
The number you have reached in Harrisonburg, Virginia. The number you have reached in Elkton, Virginia. The number you have reached in Grottoes, Virginia.
Okay, enough already. And you don't need to hear the Bridgewater one over Tea Carrier yet. You know, when Dave and I were in this area, we actually had to very carefully map out what we were doing so as to not make a tape that was too full of that stuff, and we partly succeeded. But then we forgot about Edom 833. We only called it from Harrisonburg. Oh well. Anyway, for the sake of comparing the way it sounds locally versus via carrier, let's do call the local recording in Dayton.
The number you have reached in Dayton, Virginia.
And I'll call it on the callback circuit, so you'll hear the busy on it.
The number you have reached in Dayton, Virginia is not in service or has been changed. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial directory assistance. This is a recording. The number you have... Dayton, Virginia is not in service or has been changed. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial directory assistance. This is a recording. The number you have reached in Dayton...
Now here's the sound of an actual call coming from the Dayton callback circuit. And it's interesting the way the fan-like power supply noise works because it's on the line during the ticking tone. And then at the end of the ticking tone, you can still hear the noise sort of turning off and on. And then it finally drops to a more silent state. Here's that callback call coming in. As I said, the entire Harrisonburg circle is local from here, but you can't call all of it on a 7-digit basis. For most places, you have to dial a 7 first. Now, there is another phone company that I've made a lot of tapes of, a few too many, actually, called the Carolina Telephone Company that's in eastern North Carolina. And they are in the habit of using a prefix digit for certain extended area local calls. It's usually an 8. That extra digit in Carolina telephone territory serves no technical purpose whatsoever, except perhaps to save them from having to redesign their switching train when an office was added to the local calling area after they built the step. It saves them having to redesign it, but mostly it just calls attention to itself and perhaps explains why your phone bill has gone up every month. Hey, now you have EAS. But here in the Harrisonburg area, the EAS digit 7 actually does something. It puts the call through a tandem. Now we just heard the Dayton recording, dialed locally. Let's call the same thing through the EAS tandem. We'll dial 7, and then the Dayton office code, 879, and then a vacant level. We'll get the same recording, but it'll be over carrier this time.
The number you have reached in Dayton, Virginia is not in service or has been changed. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial directory assistance. This is a recording. The number you have reached in Dayton, Virginia is not...
The trunk we got to the tandem there was, in my temporary opinion, mystery type 2. As for what we got coming back to this office, I couldn't really tell. Now, to find out what office is being used as the local EAS tandem here, let's dial 7 followed by a vacant level. On this call, we're going to get a mystery type 3 trunk. Pretty quiet, with ringy whooshing. This is going to be loud. Let me turn down the volume.
The number you have reached in Harrisonburg, Virginia is not in service or has been changed. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial directory assistance. This is a recording. The number you have reached in Harrisonburg, Virginia.
One variation I'm starting to notice about the Type 2 and Type 3 trunks, the Type 2 trunks are pretty noisy, white noise-wise. The Type 3 trunks are pretty quiet, white noise-wise. But then on top of that, there are these power supply hums that end up making a bigger variation in the overall background crud level. So to generally say the Type 3 trunks are quiet, I have to qualify that now and say, well, they're very quiet, white noise-wise. But see, that stuff can make a Type 3 trunk noisy just because of the added hum. But it still doesn't have the white noise of the Type 2. The Harrisonburg step is the central tandem for the tributaries to reach each other, except in the cases where they have direct trunks, in which case the customers don't dial 7. Some of the tributaries have local calling to points outside the Harrisonburg circle. This one doesn't happen to. In those cases, they just dial the 7-digit number. Harrisonburg numbers are dialed on a 7-digit basis. They all begin with 433 and 434, and in this case, the 43 ends up going to really the same sort of switching train as the 7. There did not seem to be any difference for practical purposes between going to Harrisonburg on 4-3 or on 7. Now, they could have set it up so that there were two separate trunk groups. They could have used the noisier carrier for calls to Harrisonburg proper and the quieter carrier for extended area service calls, because then they'd be anticipating stacking two carrier systems end-to-end. And I know a method like that was used in the Elizabeth City area, but here there is no sign that they're trying to do that. In fact, to give you an idea of just how much the carrier noise can vary when you dial 7, here are a number of calls where we just dial 7, listen to the carrier noise for a second, and hang up. Third one of those was a Type 3, the reasonably quiet type. The others were all Type 2, which is the kind that has all the white noise, plus various power supply hums. The Type 2s each had a unique sound. With regard to those Type 2s, I don't know whether those are normal variations within the same carrier system, whether we're working with more than one carrier system, or whether we've even touched upon more than one type of carrier system. None of these carrier sounds are normal compared to the rest of the country. Here's an example where you can really hear the tandem in operation. We'll dial 7, and that'll put us on a Type 3 trunk to Harrisonburg, which has a certain amount of power supply hum on it. Then we'll call Hinton 867. When we dial 86, you'll hear that we've gotten a second Type 3 trunk from Harrisonburg to Hinton, which has power supply hums of its own. And in this example, it's real obvious that we're stacking two trunks end to end. Thank you. One characteristic of all these trunks is the white noise level doesn't change when they go off hook, even the Type 2s. But here the hums do seem to reduce a bit when they go off hook. You know, as I listen to these tapes, I keep hearing unexpectedly loud levels of power supply phenomena in places where other steps would not have them, for example on the connector switch when you're dialing the last few digits. Hey, turn the fan off, somebody! Just kidding. But anyway, it makes me wonder if they have a way of doing central office power here, which is different from other places. For example, they may not even bother using balanced power, except when you're in a stable talking state. It kinda sounds like that because there are calls, for example one later in this tape, where we're calling Mount Solon from Bridgewater, and that Bridgewater squawky power supply noise is so prominent on the connection that the trunk's actual background noise is almost impossible to hear. Anyway, dialing 7 from the tributaries does put you into Harrisonburg, and that's used not only for extended area service, but also for service codes like directory assistance, 713, repair, 714, and probably the dial speed test, 715, and other codes for the test board. Well, since Harrisonburg's code for callback is 719, it only makes sense to see if we can use Harrisonburg's callback circuit from here. The other 71 codes work. Maybe they just didn't bother to make 719 inaccessible. And if it does work, we could use it to make a reverting call all the way to Harrisonburg and back again. Let's see how far we get dialing 719 plus our own phone number. Hey, we got into a callback circuit. Let's try dialing our number now. Odd. Dang. I like the way the reorder sounds over this trunk. It sort of rings along with it. But that time we got a Harrisonburg callback circuit which does not allow access to numbers beginning with 8. It's worth trying this again from another tributary, or maybe even again from here, because I know for a fact there are some that do allow calls to tribs. So either from here or somewhere else, I bet we will get one that works. Just not now. And before we leave Dayton, we're going to call Weir's Cave, 234. The spelling on that is W-E-Y-E-R apostrophe S, but when you hear the ringtone in this office, you might want to spell it W-E-I-R-D. And no, there's nothing wrong with my tape recorder. The number you have reached in Weird Ring, Virginia. I don't know if everyone can hear that, but the actual tone of the ring is wowing. It's going ring. By the way, that time we got a Type 3 to Harrisonburg and then a Type 1 from Harrisonburg to 234. The super quiet Type 1s don't add any audible noise to a connection like this one, but there is a mid-rangey resonance audible at the end of the ring. That's kind of subtle, but that does come through, and I believe that indicates the second link on our call was a Type 1. From the Harrisonburg tributaries, 0 and 1 behave typically for independent steps in the south. Here's 1 plus a 3-digit code, and it gets restricted just the way it would be in eastern North Carolina. actually had better luck with that from some of the other tributaries. So let's move on to another trib, Bridgewater, and continue from there.
Okay, first of all, now we are at 828-2471 in front of a Tasty Freeze, and here we go.
Operator?
Can you please tell me what area is local to call?
Well, there's quite a few, sir. Do you have the phone book?
No.
You don't have a phone book. Okay, well, you would have 833-828-879, 289-234-269-896-298-249-433-434. That's it, I think.
Are there any other areas?
I believe that's it.
Okay, thank you.
She forgot one. 350. We'll cover it later. We're now calling from Bridgewater, Virginia, and that was another Type 3 trunk, as I hear it. The ringy whooshing is subtle, but you can hear it here.
Operator, you don't have a phone book.
And this one had that sawtooth wave power noise instead of a lower hum. But the main power supply noise we'll be hearing here from Bridgewater is that squawky noise. We heard it calling over here from Dayton. Now we'll hear it calling a local supervision test. Next, we'll get the local reorder, thanks to the fact that a certain someone, I won't name any names, is on the callback circuit on the other phone. After that, when the callback circuit is clear, I'll call the local recording through it.
Are you using call? Get off callback, I need it.
Reached in Bridgewater, Virginia is not in service or has been changed. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial directory assistance. This is a recording. The number you have reached in Bridgewater, Virginia is not in service.
Okay, that's enough of that. You know what she was going to say next underneath the reorder. Right. What I really needed the callback circuit for was to make a reverting call to our own phone. Here's what it sounds like when it comes in. That was an incoming call from the local, that is, the Bridgewater callback circuit. Sounded different from the Dayton callback circuit. We didn't hear a pulsating fan noise. Now, one thing we tried to do from Dayton was get into the Harrisonburg callback circuit and use it. But it didn't work. You couldn't dial numbers through it, beginning with 8. But the Harrisonburg callback circuits that you get calling in from here do allow that. We dialed a 7, that goes to Harrisonburg. Now we'll dial 19 to get into the Harrisonburg callback circuit. Aha, a ringy whooshing sound on the click. This is a Type 3 trunk. Okay, and now we'll dial our own phone number. It's an 828 number. The 82 will put us on the trunk back to Bridgewater, which you'll be able to hear. The carrier noise will increase. This is a little weird because we're actually listening to the trunk, type 2, by the way, that is going to be used to call us back from Harrisonburg. The next digit 8 is the third digit of the office code, and it will be absorbed in Bridgewater, and you can actually hear the absorbing noise. There it is. Now the next 3 digits. We're about to dial the last digit. Here's where the Harrisonburg callback circuit kicks in and blocks the repeating of the pulses. It'll store the digit instead. When we hang up, it will dial it out, and then we'll get an incoming call from Harrisonburg, complete with this carrier noise, except we'll be hearing it from the other end. Here goes. Cool. I mean, far out. And interestingly, the carrier noise is now gone. This proves that the callback circuits really do hang up. I didn't know that until I heard this particular tape, because you don't usually have the luxury of hearing a callback circuit from another office calling you. But very clearly, they do hang up. They don't stay on the line during the customer's conversation. That is, if it's being used for a party line call, which was the design of the thing. So now we are sitting on some sort of a lockout relay, for sure. Either that or a lockout feature in the connector switch that it got. In either case, a flash will put us back to dial tone. Here's a call to 713, directory assistance. This time we get a relatively quiet trunk that makes ringy noises along with the operator's voice. After the operator hangs up, I try flashing various lengths. At some point, it resets the trunk and dials a 1. And at that point, dialing a 3 makes it go back to directory assistance.
Directory assistance? Directory assistance? Directory assistance.
That was a type 3 trunk. Now here's a call to directory assistance on a type 2. You know, the last two calls really typify the difference between type 2 and type 3. The type 3s are quieter than the type 2s, but what comes through them tends to sound a little cold and harsh, and the compounding is obvious.
Directory assistance.
The type 2 trunks have white noise, but what comes through them tends to sound very warm and undistorted.
Directory assistance.
Can you tell me, what exchange is in Mount Solon?
350.
350.
Right.
Okay, thank you.
Mount Solon is outside the Harrisonburg Circle, but it's close enough to this particular tributary that this trib is local to it as well as to everything else. So here's a call to 350, which features the ringtone and the local recording. You'll notice that the Bridgewater power supply noise goes through the entire call. We didn't record this, but had we gotten an off-hook condition, it would be interesting to see whether the trunk ever quieted down. My guess is that this is a regular cable pair trunk with lots of hum on it, no carrier system.
I'm sorry. The number you have reached is not in service at this time. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial your operator. This is a recording.
Bridgewater, from where we're calling, has 7-digit dialing to Dayton, 879, so let's try calling it and see what kind of trunk there is. On second thought, yeah, that was T-Carrier, which isn't surprising. We got the same thing calling from Dayton over to here. So instead, let's dial a 7 in front of the 879 number, even though we don't have to. That'll put it through an all-analog connection via Harrisonburg. That was a Type 3 trunk to Harrisonburg with a very pleasant ringiness every time there was a loud noise. I couldn't tell what the trunk from Harrisonburg to the Trib was, but it wasn't a Type 2, obviously. Here's another call that went through the same way to Grottos 249. The voices in the background are some kids standing near the payphone. That is good stuff, despite the background voices that weren't a part of the phone network. You see, it was very difficult to get Dave to cover up the mouthpiece and earpiece using Ben's unique method for reducing background noise at payphones. Because to do it, you had to take the palm of your hand and put it squarely on top of the mouthpiece. You had to slam the phone against your ear very tightly. And standing there in that rather awkward position, you looked a little bit abnormal. We used to call it the spastic method, but it worked. I just hadn't convinced Dave of the necessity to do it, and he did record these phone calls, so more noise got in than normal. And there were some other minor occupational hazards.
Grasshopper dropped on my head.
Still there?
No, I knocked him off.
But what a difference the connection type makes. In fact, in the case of Dayton, I have recordings of calling the soup test there within the office. Over T-Carrier from here. And over the mystery trunks via Harrisonburg. That ringy whooshing is really cool. It's reminiscent of the N1 family, but it's something distinctively different. Here's a call to the 298 vacant level recording over a similar connection. Unfortunately, it's still got kids talking in the background.
Hello?
have reached in Elkton, Virginia is not in service at this time. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial your operator. This is a recording. The number you have reached in Elkton, Virginia is not in service at this time.
As you may have noticed, perhaps painfully, that recording differs from the sacred text that we hear on the other recordings, and that's because Elkton has a separate vacant level recording. I won't remind you what the normal text of these recordings is, we'll just go on. So let's call Harrison. Right, let's call Harrisonburg. Since we're now at a post-pay phone, we can safely call the supervision test. You can call Harrisonburg on a 7-digit basis from here. You could also dial it by dialing a 7 plus the last 5 digits. This is going to be another Type 3 trunk. During our time in Bridgewater, Dave and I found that there was a trunk to a mystery office reachable through the Harrisonburg tandem on what should have been a vacant level. In what follows, you'll hear the vacant level recording in that office over a Type 3 trunk to Harrisonburg. Goodness knows what kind of trunk it is from Harrisonburg to the mystery office. And then a reorder in that mystery office via a Type 2 trunk to Harrisonburg.
I'm going to call the mystery office. It's 8-5 through Harrisonburg.
The number you have filed is not a working number. Please try your number again, and if you have trouble, dial Director of Assistance. The number you have filed is not a working number. Please try your number again, and if you have trouble, dial Director of Assistance.
Too bad we didn't find a ringing number in the mystery office. Had we done so, we probably would have called it and said, hey, what town is this? Because we didn't know. I still don't know how to find out, because if you look up Harrisonburg in the traffic routing guide, there are no other tributaries other than the ones we're all so familiar with. So I've done enough speculation as it is in this series. I don't want to speculate as to what this is, although I could take a long time doing it. Let's go on to a long-distance call. You see, Dave and I did discover a way to beat the toll restriction, and it worked in 2 of the 4 Harrisonburg tributaries that we recorded. The trick was to go ahead and dial 1 plus something that was going to be restricted, and as you heard from Dayton, that causes a local busy signal or reorder to come in on top of the trunk, just like in Carolina telephone territory. The trick was to go ahead and do that, but then just as the busy signal from Bridgewater, which would have indicated restriction, was going to come on, we would either flash or dial a 1. Now, one time we tried this, and the restriction did happen, but just as it was happening, there was one burst of a reorder from Harrisonburg. And then we ended up with the local Bridgewater busy signal, but that gave us hope. On subsequent attempts, we actually got a Harrisonburg reorder free and clear. Now you see, that already indicates that the toll restriction has been defeated, just the fact that we could stay on the line and hear the Harrisonburg reorder. So after a few more tries, we were able to actually have the trunk drop so that we could dial a number and not be restricted. You wouldn't want to complete a call. because we were going to have to tell the operator a number we were calling from, but there are some numbers that don't complete. One of them, of course, is a homemade charge test in New York, which starts by flashing supervision over and over. We'll see how the Harrisonburg CAMA system handles that. I don't know if you heard that burst of Harrisonburg reorder just before we hung up. It saw the flashes and disconnected us, but we hung up at that point because we didn't think it was going to, and we didn't want to make a toll record on a phone company test line, which would have been only slightly less gauche than making a toll record on some old lady's number. Back in 1976, that was considered bad form. This time we're calling a number that was free, no matter where you called it from in the United States. Sounds like it's a good time to be in Virginia rather than in Long Island. Of course, by this point I'd moved to Manhattan, but Dave still lived in my hometown. Anyway, that's it for this segment. Next segment is the same sort of things. It contains the recordings we made from the other two tributaries, has a lot more Type 2 trunks than this one did, just a different constellation of this rather unusual set of tone colors. There's kind of a surprise at the beginning of the next segment, which I didn't even realize until I put this documentary together. It wasn't until I cleaned up the tapes, took the background hum down a little bit, that I heard something that was a detail that, boy, did we miss at the time. I'll explain that in the next segment.